number 10,945, Derek E. Cathell, northwest of Road 380 Parker Road, approximately 712 feet west of Route 113 DuPont Boulevard. A variance from the required 50 feet from all boundary lines, a variance from the required 200 feet from any dwelling not on the premise, and a side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Derek Cathell, 35582 Parker Road, Princeton, Delaware, New Hampshire.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give us, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Very well. Can you explain the board your request, sir?
I believe it was the spring of 2010, my parents, who were seated right there, gave my wife and I, their farm consisted of 10 acres. They gave us that 10 acres. Seven of the 10 acres contained their farm, their house, and just to the east of that was a three-acre field my wife and I were interested in building on. They put the entire farm in our name. They still operate the poultry farm, which contains four houses, three of which are operational. They live on the house on the farm. We have since put a 62 by 44 metal building in the three-acre field, 30 feet from the chicken house. Over the last few months, I have began looking at the plans into building a home on that same 3 acres next to the metal building. I have contacted two loan institutions, both who have advised me that they will not provide me with a loan as long as that 10 acres, which everything's in my name, has the poultry houses on it. They're considered income producing, therefore they will not provide me with a loan other than a special loan at a much higher interest rate. I looked into dividing the 3 acre piece into its own parcel and having the 7 acres placed back into my mother and father's name. However, I was told by dividing it directly halfway between the poultry house and the metal building, there's a grand total of 30 feet, which I was told there needs to be 30 feet on each side of the property line. There will be 15 feet on each side of the property line. There was two reasons I was gonna actually have it placed back into my parents' name. One is just for liability reasons, where they're still active as far as running the farm, make sure there's no liability as far as runoff or anything of that nature, and also the county taxes. When we received that last year, everything came in my wife and I's name, which seven of the acres, or the poultry house in their house, was all included on our tax bill. So that was my reason for that. It's mainly the loan purposes. We have to have that divided to get the loan.
No kidding.
Mid-Atlantic Farm Credit would give me like a farm type loan, but it would be at a really high interest rate, not the 3.5% to 4% that you're getting for homes right now. That was through Mid-Atlantic, and also check with All American Mortgage just south of Millsboro.
Because it was all together. The whole
Yes, they said as long as I took the poultry houses were away from there, they will provide me with a loan. But since they are income producing, they will not.
Okay. So this hasn't been accident, and I would say you need, you know, that there's the need there you've just shown, because you haven't been created by you, because you can't get
yes
anything due to the fact that this farm the way it is.
Yes.
Being your name.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Let me see if there's any further questions. Mr. Rickards, do you have any further questions?
I'm not ready this time. I pretty much understand where he's going.
I certainly do. Mr. Bergman?
So the chicken houses, you don't have, is it back in their name now?
It's going to be going back into their name. Even though the land that they sit on is in my wife and I's name, they actually have, I believe we had a lawyer drew up an agreement where they would have lifetime rights to the farm. My father still completely runs the farms, other than if he needs some assistance from myself. So as you can see, I have my own job, so that's okay. That's his.
Okay, no more questions.
No, Mr. S.
No, sir.
I have no further questions either. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has proven that the property and the circumstance itself is unique in this case. I believe in under the circumstances the variance is needed for to be developed. far as being created by the applicant, I believe the situation where the applicant wants to build a new home has put him in a position where it was actually created by the lending institution. I don't believe it'll change the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 10,945.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,945. Mr. Rickards?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes, for the same reason that you're stating.
Yes.
Okay. And I vote yes for the reasons that just have been stated. So again, by a vote of 4-0, case number 10,945 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck, sir.